I'm Vernon Joins, and we'll be presenting several brief messages on various subjects in the next few weeks. We're going to be studying worship in the Lord's Church. So far, we have studied four lessons of things that we do as we worship God. And today, as we conclude this series on worship, we're going to be studying the fifth of these. In Acts 2 and verse 42, he says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine." This then was a part of the worship of the early church, since they continued steadfastly in this teaching or this doctrine. And so it is part of the worship of the New Testament. When brethren in Troas met to observe the Lord's Supper, Paul preached unto them, Acts 20 and verse 7. We realize that this is just one example, but we need to go back and take a look at the beginning of this idea of preaching and teaching and see that it comes directly from the Lord. When he said that you are to go make disciples or teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Matthew 28. Now, the next verse says, as he closes this chapter and the book of Matthew, he says, teaching them, those who have been taught and baptized, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So teaching was the central part, or a central part, of the worship and activity of the early church. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2 he says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." The young man Timothy was instructed to preach and teach the word in 2 Timothy 4 verses 1 and 2. And this was as a part of the worship of the church. And he was also told to put the brethren in remembrance of these things in order to be a good minister. These things related to the words of faith and good doctrine, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6. Such instructions surely had reference to teaching and preaching in the worship of the church. And then Paul told Timothy to give attendance or attention to reading, exhorting, and teaching. And this would be the addresses that would be given by this young evangelist. We realize that we are commanded to study the Word of God, and studying the Word, as we learn it, then we are to teach it to other people. Early Christians studied the Word of God together. At times, this meant listening to preaching. At other times, it meant public reading or of divinely inspired books, Acts 20 and 7, Colossians 4 and verse 16. Rather than being an actor intent on amusing an audience, a preacher is to be the mouthpiece of God. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, indicating how that the gospel came to these people. And he is most successful when God's word is preeminent. And he is unnoticed, but the word is outstanding in the hearts and minds of the people as it is presented to the people. And worship takes place during the delivery of a sermon, when the hearers acknowledge in their hearts that it is God who speaks and that they intend to heed his word. On the other hand, no worship transpires when a sermon is viewed as a speech to be evaluated. And the church that Jesus built grows when the seed of the kingdom, that is, the Word of God, Luke 8:11-15, is planted in the sincere hearts and minds of the people who are the listeners or the hearers on these occasions when the Word is preached in these assemblies, when it is taught from house to house, and people hear it, believe it, embrace it, obey it, and become Christians. Now, this is to be done in the name of Christ, and if it's not something that can be done in the name of Christ, then we have no business whatsoever endeavoring to preach or to teach the Word of God. As someone has said, that Christians sing songs of praise, offer prayers of faith, and remember the Savior's suffering. Study the inspired Word, and then give their money to support the works of God's kingdom. Are we that interested in the kingdom of God today that we would give of our means to help support the work of the Lord? The church is not intended of God to be a merely worshiping society, though it is part of the obligation of the church of worship. But we are to be doers of the word and lights to the world wherever we may go every day.